He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Thursday, November 28th. The Texans are getting ready for their first Monday night game, and it looks like quarterback Matt Schaub might be available to the team. Coach Gary Kubiak gives us updates on the health of Schaub and Steve Slayton. But before we hear more from Kubiak, make sure your Texans are well represented at the 2009 Pro Bowl. You can vote for players like Andre Johnson, Mario Williams, and D'Amico Ryans on NFL.com. The deadline is December 9th, so get your vote in soon.
I 72. I 72.
Quarterback Matt Schaub practiced with the first team today. He shared reps with backup Sage Rosenfels for the second consecutive day and the first week since injuring his MCL at Minnesota. Coach Gary Kubiak said Schaub's mobility improved, and he hopes that he will be able to dress on Monday.
Oh, I think there's a chance, you know, but I think we got to, you know, be smart and know that he can go out there and do all the things he can do on a normal basis. And like I said, you know, we still got a long way to go between now and Monday, but he's made some progress.
As for running back Steve Slayton, he has not been limited in practice, so it looks like the chest injury he'd been dealing with won't be a factor this week. And Kubiak said Slayton should be ready to carry the load by himself, with Ryan Motes backing him up.
He's going, you know, and naturally we don't want him to play as many plays as he did against Minnesota, but he's very capable of playing 45, 50 plays a game. He's shown that, and you know, he's having a heck of a year. I mean, he's right there battling with some of these other guys around the league, so just excited to see him continue to, you know, move forward.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Saturday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston.